Title: Simple Hook Writing Over Chopped Breaks Advanced. Alright, let's do some advanced drum and bass composition in Ableton Live, writing a simple, memorable hook over chopped breaks. And when I say simple, I mean deceptively simple, because chopped breaks already contain a ton of information. They're busy, they're expressive, they're basically a rhythmic lead instrument. So our job isn't to stack a whole melody on top and hope it works. Our job is to create a hook that feels native to the break, locks to it, and leaves space so the drums still talk. By the end, you're aiming for a 16-bar drop idea, a chopped break that sounds like a finished record loop, plus a 1-to-2-bar hook motif that you can actually remember after it loops a few times. Breaks do the talking, hook is what people remember. Step 0. Quick setup so you don't get lost later. Set your tempo to drum and bass range, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a starting point. Keep the grid straight for now. We can add swing later, but you want to hear what's actually working first. Create a few return tracks, one short reverb for glue, one longer reverb for tail, and a delay return. In Ableton, hybrid reverb is perfect for both. Small room for the short one, plate or hall for the long one. For delay, echo with ping pong and some filtering, and drop a few locators in the arrangement view. Intro, drop, turnaround. Even if you're only looping right now, this keeps your brain thinking like an arranger, not like someone trapped in an 8-bar loop. Now step 1. Build a chopped break that invites a hook. Pick a break, amen, think, funky drummer style, anything with character. Drag it onto an audio track. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, preserve set to transients. Try transient loop mode on forward, and keep the envelope low, like 0 to 20, depending on how crunchy you want the warp to sound. Lower is cleaner, higher is more attitude. Set your loop to 2 bars. One bar can work, but 2 bars gives you way better phrasing options for hooks. Now convert it into something you can actually compose with. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient, one slice per transient, and use Slice to Drum Rack. At this point you have a drum rack full of break slices. This is where you make a pattern that is rolling but legible. The number one mistake is making the chop too chaotic too early. Then you try to write a hook, and there's nowhere to put it. So here's the strategy. Keep the main snare hits consistent. Usually that's on beats 2 and 4, but depending on the break, you'll hear what the anchor is. Build forward motion using little kick fragments and small slices, and then add ghost notes sparingly. The key word is sparingly. You want room for the hook. Humanize without killing the punch. Randomize a few ghost hit velocities by maybe plus or minus 5 to 12. And if you micro nudge anything, nudge hats and small slices late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Do not mess with your main snare. The snare is the law. Now process the break so it sounds like a finished loop before the hook even enters. On the break group with a drum rock, start with EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's dull, a gentle high shelf at 8 to 10 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB, can bring back life. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10 if you want grit. Keep boom off or super low because your bass will handle sub. Push transients up a bit if it needs snap, like plus 5 to plus 20. Then glue compressor, light glue. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're polishing, not flattening. Optional. Saturator, soft clip on. 1 to 4 dB drive. That can give you a controlled edge and help it sit. Quick teacher note here, if your break doesn't already feel exciting on its own, no hook in the world will save it. The hook should be the identity, not the life support. Step 2. Decide what role your hook is going to play. Pick one job. You can do a classic jungle stab hook, a minimal single note synth hook, a Reese phrase hook that's more rhythm than melody, or a vocal chop hook, like 2 to 4 syllables. Advanced mindset. Over chopped breaks, the hook's rhythm is more important than the melody. If the rhythm is right, you can play one note and it still feels like a hook. If the rhythm is wrong, a beautiful melody will still sound pasted on. Step 3. Write the hook using anchors and gaps. First, find the anchors. Solo the break. Listen for the main snare transient, any kick pickup into the snare, and any repeated hat push that gives the groove its identity. Now pick your anchor behavior. Option A. Put hook hits right after the snare. This is super common in rollers, because it makes the snare hit feel bigger and then the hook bounces off it. Option B. Put hook hits before the snare is pickups. This is more jungle tension. It pulls you into the snare. Option C. Alternate those ideas across two bars. That's often where it starts feeling written. Create a MIDI track for the hook. Load an instrument. Wave Eatable is great for clean modern hooks. Operator is amazing for 90s stabs and FM bites. Simpler is perfect if you're doing sampled stabs or vocal chops. Now do this the disciplined way. Start with one note. Rhythm first. Put 3 to 6 notes per bar maximum, and deliberately leave gaps where the break is busiest, especially any little fill moments. Here's a rhythm tip that makes hooks feel instantly more DNB. Avoid constant eighth notes. Use syncopation. Hit the E and A of the beat sometimes. You're not trying to march on top of the grid, you're trying to interlock with the microgrid the break already implies. If you want some practical starting placements on a 16th note grid, try this feel. Post-snare bounce with hits around 2A, 3, and 4E. Or a pre-snare pickup feel with hits around 1A, 2, 3A, and 4. Or due call and response. One bar sparse, the next bar a little busier. Then the advanced part. Make it a two-bar phrase by changing only one thing in bar 2. Change the last note pitch, add a tiny grace note, or replace one hit with a rest. That's the difference between looping and writing. And here's the two-bar truth test. Bar 2 needs a consequence. Bar 1 is a statement. Bar 2 is an echo, or a shorter version, or an interruption. If bar 2 is just copy-paste, your brain will hear it as a loop, not a hook. Extra coach note. Right against the break, not on top of it. A chopped break already implies melody through rhythm and timbre. Your hook should often answer the spaces the break creates. A quick method. Loop the break, and mentally mute every other 16th note, or even put a gated click in your head. Place hook hits where the break feels least dense. And a great check is, if you drop the hook volume by about 6 dB and the track still has identity, the rhythm is doing its job. Step 4. Sound design so the hook cuts through chopped breaks without fighting them. Let's do two reliable approaches. Option A. Jungle or roller stab. Use operator, square or saw on osc A. Turn the filter on, low pass 24 dB. Set the cutoff somewhere like 1.2 to 3.5 kHz, and let the filter envelope give it that plucky bite. Amp envelope. Fast decay. Maybe 200 to 600 milliseconds, little sustain. Then process it. EQ 8 with a high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Dabs do not need sub. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 4 kHz a bit. Add saturator, 2 to 6 dB drive, soft clip-on, auto filter if you want extra pluck motion. Send a little to short room reverb to glue it to the break. And then very important, sidechain compress it from the snare or full drum bus. Just 2 to 4 dB of duck on snare hit so it never masks the crack. Option B. Minimal synth hook and wave eatable. Basic shapes, a little unison, 2 to 4 voices. Keep it mid-focused, don't make a wide sub-monster. Add a subtle pitch envelope for bite. Then utility for width, but keep it disciplined, 70 to 110%. EQ 8 with a high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Small presence boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz if needed. Add redux very subtly if you want texture. Then sidechain compression from the break bus. Fast attack, medium release, 1 to 3 dB duck, just enough to keep movement. Now a crucial advance check before you fall in love with your hook. Do a snare audition pass. Solo break plus hook. Toggle the hook on and off at equal loudness. Does the snare lose authority when the hook is on? If yes, you have a masking problem. Then temporarily push the hook's high pass up to 300 or even 400 Hz. If that suddenly makes the groove feel better, you know the hook's low mids were stepping on the drum body. Then do the hard mono test. Put utility on the hook and set width to 0, and drop it a little quieter. If it suddenly sits better, your issue is stereo smear more than notes. Step 5. Lock hook and break with micro timing and groove. This is where it starts sounding expensive. Open the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing 54 to 58. Start low, and apply it to the hook MIDI only at first, not the break. The snare stays straight, everything else moves around it. If it feels right, commit it. Then micro delay manually. Nudge some hook notes late by 5 to 12 milliseconds for weight. Nudge pickup notes slightly early for urgency. You're sculpting feel. Use velocity like phrasing. Accents are the question in call and response. Softer notes are the answer. That alone can make a one-note hook feel like it's speaking. A really pro concept here is rhythmic consonants. Don't share the downbeat with the break. Share a subdivision. If the break has constant 16th hat chatter, place your hook hits on recurring E or A positions, while avoiding the snare transient. That creates lock without stacking transients. Step 6. Arrangement. Make it feel like a drop moment, not a loop. Build a 16-bar drop arc. Bars 1 to 4. Hook is simple, just the motif. Break is stable, maybe a subtle delay throw at bar 4, like one little ping that signals we're phrasing. Bars 5 to 8. Add call and response. Duplicate the hook track and make a hook answer. The answer can be higher octave, a reversed hit, or a filtered copy with an auto-filter LFO. Keep it simple. One extra layer, not five. Bars 9 to 12. Remove the hook for one bar, then bring it back. That silence is impact. Let the break do the talking for a moment, then the hook read entry feels like a statement. Bars 13 to 16. Turnaround. Add a short stop, like an eighth or a quarter bar drum mute before bar 16. Add a riser with noise and auto-filter, and slam back in. And for extra identity, mutate the hook into the turnaround, reverse the final hit and pitch it down into the reset, or do a brief double-time feel, but low-pass it heavily, so it's more like a shadow than a new part. Step 7. Mix pocket. The hook must not kill the snare. Do a quick mono check on the hook or even on the master temporarily. If the hook vanishes, it's too facey or too dependent on stereo tricks. If the snare loses crack, carve the hook. Often a small dip around 180 to 250 HE helps, depending on where your snare body sits. If it's masking snap, dip around 2 to 3.5 kHz, and keep sidechain subtle. We want interaction, not that big house pump. Advanced upgrade if you want it. Multiband sidechain. Put multiband dynamics on the hook, enable sidechain from the drum bus or snare, and compress mainly the mid-band where the snare conflict happens. Leave the highs more consistent so the hook still speaks even when the body ducks. Another slick trick. Transient safe layering. Split the hook into a body layer and a tech layer. The body is the recognizable mid-range tone, high-passed around 150 to 250 Hz. The tick is a tiny click or noise transient, high-passed around 1 to 2 kHz with a super short decay. Sidechain only the body. This audio version is shortened for playback.